Welcome to the Selah Show, where our goal is to pause and think about who God is and what His Word says about us. I'm your host, Tricia Mugo. So each episode, we take a big truth and we meditate on it and we pray through it. That's what Selah means. It means to pause and think about. And we do this so we can close the gap between knowing and believing. You know, sometimes we can have a cerebral understanding of Scripture, an intellectual one, but not truly believe it in our hearts. So that's why we're pausing to think on it. So let me first admit that it's not easy to press pause on our day and let the Lord attend our hearts. And though it can be a discipline, meditating on who God is such a transformative act. If you're not used to sitting in God's presence, though, it can feel a bit awkward. So try to relax and take whatever posture helps you connect with God. If it helps you, close your eyes. Inhale, exhale, the Father's love. It's encapsulating you right now. His love hems us in behind and before, as it says in Psalms 139. So we're not just meditating on Scripture all by our lonesome selves here. No, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come and teach us. God is the author of faith. We can't believe unless He opens our hearts. So come, Jesus, come. Open up our hearts. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what You're communicating to us through Your Word. Lord, help us to picture You right here beside us. Okay, so today's scripture is from Psalm 103:19. It says, "The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all." So that's the big truth that we're trying to comprehend, that God is in control. Easy to understand the concept, but really hard to believe a lot of the times if you're like me, because we're prone to wander. So thank You, Lord, for Your presence with us now and Your power to transform our minds and our hearts. We invite You to change us today, to breathe life into us. Give us ears to hear. Give us a heart to really believe that You are the one in control. Teach us. Show us Your might and Your power. So God is in control. It says His kingdom rules over all. It's pretty definitive. We know it's true, but we so often dupe ourselves into thinking that we're actually the one in charge. We manage our lives pretty well, don't we? And if we're honest, we really like control. And if you like control, you might actually even like to manage the lives of other people around you. I know I'm sometimes guilty of that, especially my kids. Why do we do this? Because it feels good. It feels good to have the power and the control. And so many people depend on us if we think about it. Some of us, we're just doers and movers and shakers. We like to hustle and to push. And man, we abhor the idea of waiting, and really this act of pressing pause and thinking about the Lord is hard. Prayer can be, it can be excruciating sometimes because we live in such an ADD world. So this act of meditating clashes with our culture, doesn't it? Our culture is constantly telling us, make it happen, as if life depends on us and we really are in control, but that's just not true. Sometimes our need for control and duping ourselves into thinking that we are in control comes from a sincere love for God and people. We love our children, families, our schools, our communities. Like I said, they depend on us, but do they really? All of our striving, if God is really in control, would we strive like we do? So I think the Lord sees your striving. He sees my striving and all the good intentions that probably comes from. He sees you. He sees me trying to hold our families and our homes together, trying to do it all. I think He wants to tell us that we don't have to strive. We can take off our capes, that we don't have to be super mom, super parent. We don't have to be anyone's savior. because we have a Savior. We're the ones who need a Savior. Peace is going to come when we truly believe that it's God who's in control, not us. Peace comes when we surrender our need to play God and call all the shots. God rules the world. He's in control, and he doesn't need a sidekick. He's got this. It's great news because we can rest. God wants to give us rest. Nothing will happen or will happen in our life outside of God's control. So let's pray. Let's try to accept this truth and teach it to our unbelieving hearts. Lord, help us to believe that you hold our lives, that you have good plans for us, that you are for us, not against us. Convince us of your love, Lord, because if we're honest, we're afraid. We're afraid that at the end of the day, you're not going to give us good things. We're afraid that you're not going to be enough. But Lord, help us know that you are good and that your control over our lives is a good thing. Help us accept and submit to your will in our lives. When it feels like everything is spinning out of our control, teach us to exhale and relax and believe that you're holding us, that you've got us right where we belong, in your hands. Thank you. Amen. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for pressing pause on your day with me. Again, I'm Trisha Mugo. I'd love to connect with you on Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.